Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
The best part of doing so many interviews, by far, is the opportunity to meet and connect with people in person. I was fortunate enough to meet up with David Dean 3 times this year. His inspiring travel experience is a perfect example of what all of us can do if we set our minds to making the world a better place. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
In this interview, you were going to provide some details on your travel lifestyle and how you earn a living, right?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Of course we don't. First of all, tell us about yourself.
I was born and grew up in New Zealand, graduated with a history political science degree, and fell into working in IT. At the age of 22, I left for the UK, living and working there for 3 years while developing a travel addiction every chance I got. For several years after that, I tried to juggle my career with regular travel stints, failing miserably to achieve the balance I desired. Finally, a little over a year ago, I left my office job for the final time in favor of a life on the road.
How did your travel lifestyle begin?
As I mentioned, I started traveling just after graduation and am still doing it now. So I guess, on and off, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've spent a lot of time in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia, with shorter periods in North America and Africa. I used to base myself in New Zealand and Australia between travel stints. I now don't have a base anywhere.
After traveling for so long, what do you like and dislike about being on the road so much?
Constant movement is exhilarating for a while and rapidly draining thereafter. I find it important to stop regularly, for weeks, if not longer, to recharge and relax. Staying in touch with friends and family back home is tough, as is saying goodbye whenever you leave somewhere. And inevitably, you'll lose some people from your life along the way. I miss my little nephew in particular. Having said all that, the upsides are amazing. I never have to be in a routine that I don't want to be in, and I don't know from one day to the next which direction life is going to take me. I see amazing things and meet incredible people as a matter of course. I love almost all of the work I do and rapidly change things when I don't. Overall, I absolutely love this life.
How much does it cost to travel like you do?
As a general rule, I budget an average of around $2,000 per month, which includes a small buffer for unexpected costs. Note that this is averaged out over a long period of time to cover the fact that I might spend 6 months in Southeast Asia, where I'm not spending $1,000 each month, but then I'll fly to Europe and spend a lot more there. I haven't sat down and worked out my exact costs for the last year, but I'm pretty sure I'm within budget. It has helped that I'm traveling with my girlfriend, who I met a few days after leaving Australia, so we can share certain costs. And also that we've been able to arrange a few sponsorships here and there to save money.
Have you had any major medical issues or other problems during your travels?
I've never had any major medical issues, just the odd infection or stomach problem that I could get anywhere. I try to keep interactions with police and border guards as infrequent and brief as possible, and have never gotten into real trouble during any of my dealings with them. Long may that last.
Thank you, David.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
The best part of doing so many interviews, by far, is the opportunity to meet and connect with people in person. I was fortunate enough to meet up with David Dean 3 times this year. His inspiring travel experience is a perfect example of what all of us can do if we set our minds to making the world a better place. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon.
In this interview, you were going to provide some details on your travel lifestyle and how you earn a living, right?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Of course we don't. First of all, tell us about yourself.
I was born and grew up in New Zealand, graduated with a history political science degree, and fell into working in IT. At the age of 22, I left for the UK, living and working there for 3 years while developing a travel addiction every chance I got. For several years after that, I tried to juggle my career with regular travel stints, failing miserably to achieve the balance I desired. Finally, a little over a year ago, I left my office job for the final time in favor of a life on the road.
How did your travel lifestyle begin?
As I mentioned, I started traveling just after graduation and am still doing it now, so I guess, on and off, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've spent a lot of time in Europe, Southeast Asia, and Australia, with shorter periods in North America and Africa. I used to base myself in New Zealand and Australia between travel stints. I now don't have a base anywhere.
After traveling for so long, what do you like and dislike about being on the road so much?
Constant movement is exhilarating for a while and rapidly draining thereafter. I find it important to stop regularly, for weeks, if not longer, to recharge and relax. Staying in touch with friends and family back home is tough, as is saying goodbye whenever you leave somewhere. And inevitably, you'll lose some people from your life along the way. I miss my little nephew in particular. Having said all that, the upsides are amazing. I never have to be in a routine that I don't want to be in, and I don't know from one day to the next which direction life is going to take me. I see amazing things and meet incredible people as a matter of course. I love almost all of the work I do and rapidly change things when I don't. Overall, I absolutely love this life.
How much does it cost to travel like you do?
As a general rule, I budget an average of around $2,000 per month, which includes a small buffer for unexpected costs. Note that this is averaged out over a long period of time to cover the fact that I might spend 6 months in Southeast Asia, where I'm not spending $1,000 each month, but then I'll fly to Europe and spend a lot more there. I haven't sat down and worked out my exact costs for the last year, but I'm pretty sure I'm within budget. It has helped that I'm traveling with my girlfriend, who I met a few days after leaving Australia, so we can share certain costs. And also that we've been able to arrange a few sponsorships here and there to save money.
Have you had any major medical issues or other problems during your travels?
I've never had any major medical issues, just the odd infection or stomach problem that I could get anywhere. I try to keep interactions with police and border guards as infrequent and brief as possible, and have never gotten into real trouble during any of my dealings with them. Long may that last.
Thank you, David.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.